This thesis, you Gimel Amud Aleph, a very famous thesis. It's important to know every line, what they're driving at. We left off in the middle of the thesis. The Beis Hillel and the Beis Shammai were much earlier than all the other Tanoim. Shammai and Hillel were 100 years before the Churban HaBayis, and they had yeshivas. And then after the Churban HaBayis, the Tosfos says, how can there be a machlokes ha-tanoim in the later generation? Didn't they see what the Bishamai, what the Talmid of Bishamai and Yisrael held in the earlier generations? Here there was a whole leisek, Bechatz Yer, Bechatz Mechorin. How you get them? How do you get them to get married and to give birth and to have children? Otobro, the Shabbos Yitzora. So Tosfos asks, Tosfos has a whole ton of kashas. So what do they ask now? Where are we up to? Yim Toima, Amai Kofen, why do you force the Odom to free the Eved, the Yimker Atzmo, the Eved Ivri? All the Tanoim agree that there's an institution of Mecher Atzmo, he can sell himself, but there's a Machlekes HaTanoim, whether a Mecher Atzmo is Mutter B'Shivcha Kneines or not, Mecher Atzmo gets Ha'anoka, Ha'anik Taniklo, whether he's Nimka Yeser al Sheish, Machru Bezin, they can only sell him for Sheish, can't sell for less, can't sell for more, only Sheish. What about Mecher Atzmo? So we pass Mecher Atzmo, it doesn't have all the same deal. But Tesis, yes, but there was a Tano held that yes. Then there's a question in Tanoim. Rabbi Moshe lo Shivcha Knainis, is that only if Yeshla Isha Bonim? What if he was never married before? Maybe ain rabbo, so we passed an ain rabbo mosel or shivcha knas, but there was an opinion that yes. So that's the kasha. How could there have been such an opinion? If a mecher atzmo is mutter b'shivcha knas, and rabbo mosel or shivcha knas, even if he was never married before, never had any children. So what was the whole issue with the bisham and the bisul? Don't you see that they don't agree? That would be a simple solution. He's a chatzi ben chorin, so he's also b'shiv chakneinis. He's a chatzi eved, a chatzi eved is mutter b'shiv chakneinis. Sell yourself as an eved ivri, and then you'll be mutter b'shiv chakneinis if you're all like those tanam. So can't you see from the b'sham and the b'sum that they don't agree? So how can there be tanoim who disagree? Unless you say that nobody holds both shittas, you have to check the names. There's one machlokes where the mecher atzmo is mutter b'shivcha knainis. There's another unrelated machlokes where the mishein l'isha banim is mutter b'shivcha knainis. So it could be, you have to check the names there, it could be that none of the tanaim hold mutter b'shivcha knainis, hold these mutter v'ein l'isha banim. It could be the one holds only mutter b'shivcha l'isha banim. It could be they holds like the other tanaim. It could be that nobody holds both together. But Tosfos is assuming that there was such an opinion in the later generation. There was at least one Tana held Mecher Atzmo Mutter B'Shivcha Knainis, and Mutter B'Shivcha Knainis even if he never had Isha Ubonim. So what was the whole debate in the days of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Let the Chatzi Ben Chorin sell himself as an Eved Ivri. He'll be Mutter Hefter Gomel, be Mutter B'Shivcha Knainis. Tosfos says, no, that's also. Also Limker Atzmo. Why? Because the Pasuk says, "Kli b'nei Yisrael avodim, lo avodim l'avodim." You're not allowed to sell yourself as an Eved Ivri. But here we're having someone sin anyway. The Odon is in violation of the din le'olamem tavaydu. So the answer is, after be bocha b'meil Torah. So that's the. To have the Odom free the Eved Ivri is an Iser essay, but to have this Eved, Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Mechorin, never get married, that's a bigger problem. So Tosfos apparently is assuming that to sell yourself as an Eved Ivri is a greater violation than the Iser of the Odom of Le'olam Ahem Tavoy. You're being Boichav and Miyot Tara over here, you have a whole bunch of logical possibilities, and each one has an Iser, each one has an issue. And the way Beis Shammai and Yisrael said, does mean that there's no other solution. The other solution also involves an Issa. They all involve an Issa. And this is the least of all the evils. That's to be Bercha v'miyu Tara. Again, so Tosfos v'im Toima. Amai Kofin. Why did Bisham and Bisil say Kofin? But the later generation, there's a shita. V'yimker atzma be'evad ivri l'mad li'on per kamati kedusha mecher atzmai. Rabbi Moshe lo shivcha k'nainis. That's a machlokes satanoim. And if you hold also l'mad li'on anami afil ein lo shibana. Rabbi Moshe lo shivcha k'nainis. Tais is assuming that there is a shita who holds both together. You can't sell yourself as an evad ivri. From Psukim, a whole bunch of things only apply Bizman Shah Yoivel Noig. Today, Yoivel is not Noig. We count this year is a Shemitah year, next 6 years, 7 years later, another Shemitah. We count 7, 7, 7, 7, Yoivel and Boy. We don't have a blank year for Yoivel. Yoivel doesn't exist today. How come there's no Yoivel today? So the Pasuk says, we said the Pasuk on the Liberty Bell, and thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. So that Pasuk says in Parshat Bahar, cross him a drawer, Ba'aretz l'chol yoshveh. What is liberty? That Yom Kippur shel Yovel, all the Avodim Ivrim go free. Ever Kanani doesn't go free. Ebedibi goes free. Whichever comes first, either he's Yotzeh B'sheish or Yotzeh Yom Kippur shel Yovel. Whichever comes first. So the Gemara in the end of Erechin understands from that Pasuk, cross from Dror Boris L'chol Yoshveh B'zman Shekol Yoshveh Ho'aleho, when all the world Jewish population lives in Eretz Yisrael. But if the majority of the Jews live in Chutz Loretz, then there's no Yovel at all, and you don't even count Yovel as a blank year, you just count 7-7 the other boy. So the Shaila is, during the Bayi Sheni period, Taisus assumes that Beis Hillel Hill was a chief rabbi, the Gemara says in the first parak of Shabbat. Hill was a Nasi 100 years before the Churban HaBayis, and Shammai was the assistant chief rabbi. Like in Congress, they have one is the head of the, which party has a bigger group, the Democrats or the Republicans. So the head of the party that's in the majority has one title, who's the Speaker of the House. Forgot about it. And then the head of the other party has also a title. So in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it lists off the Zugas. So the Gemara says in Chagiga that in all of those listed in the Zugas, Hillel the Shammai, so the first name was the Nasi, that means the head of the majority, the Democrats, and then the next one was the head of the Republicans. He was the head of the party, that the group that had the minority group. The Hillel and Shammai were 100 years before the Churban HaBayis. So then they each one founded yeshiva. So there was a yeshiva of Hillel and Shammai, Beis Hillel and Shammai. Then after the Churban HaBayis, the yeshivas of Beis Hillel and Shammai continue. So Tosfos is assuming, I don't know why they're assuming, Tosfos is assuming that that this machloikis was Bizman HaBayis. How do they know? Maybe it's after the Churban HaBayis that there's no, that the Yovel is not knowing. But they're assuming that this machlokes was Bizman HaBayis, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And then Chozer Beis Hillel Horis Kedibei Beis Shammai. So that's their kasha. Don't we have a simpler solution? Let the fella sell himself as an Eved Ivri. But the Gemara says Bizman Shein Ayovel Noig. You don't have the ability to sell yourself as an Eved Ivri. There's no such thing as an Eved Ivri. If he was sold, if he became an Eved Ivri, this mancha Yovel Noig, and then Yovel was discontinued. Stama Hill remained in Eved Ivri. The Kenyan is not going to be pocket, but you can't initiate. The Beis Din can't sell a person as an Eved Ivri. A person can't sell himself as an Mecher Atzma as an Eved Ivri. This mancha any Yovel Noig. Same thing at Ger Toshav. The Gemara learns that from a person there. En Ger Toshav Noig, Elo this mancha Yovel Noig. This man that there's no Yovel, he can't be Mekabel at Ger Toshav. But what if someone... A Gertoshen means a non-Jew who accepts upon himself in the presence of the Beis Din, three Jews, to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs been enough. So he can only accept it, can only be Mekabel Gertoshen, Bizman Shal Yovnoi. So let's say he became a Gertoshen, and then came Churban HaBayis, and the institution of Yovel ceased to exist. And from now on, you only count 7-7, you don't count the 50th year. There's no more any Yovel. So he becomes Ois Gertoshen? Probably not. He became a Gertoshev as Manchal Yom Noi. He remains a Gertoshev. So if he was sold as an Eved Ivri, his Manchal Yom Noi, he'll probably remain an Eved Ivri later on also. But you can't be Mekabel a Gertoshev as Manchal in a Yom Noi. That's relevant for the Het Mechira in Eretz Israel. since the 1600s. In the 1600s, there were Jewish farmers there, and they could barely make a living. And if they would observe Shemitah, they would be penniless. They just made from hand to mouth. They weren't making a living. So the Sfaradish, there were no Ashkenazim then in the 1600s. So the Sfaradish came up with this heter that if they sell the land to a Nochri, so the laws of Shemitah don't apply. But selling land to a Nochri is an Issa Loisel Chonim. Latit Lam Chanoi Bekarka, the Gemara of the Zohar Daf Chav has three levels of interpretation on that Pasuk Loisel Chonim. And all three are accepted La Loche. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu that any given Pasuk can have three levels of interpretation, and they're all there. I said, "Losil chanim iloshim chinam, not to give matnas chinam to a nachri oyver avid zara. Losil chanim iloshim chanoya, chanoya bekark lasit lam chanoya bekark. You're not allowed to sell, according to the Rambam, even to rent an area in Eretz Yisrael to an oyver avid zara. And the third level of interpretation, iloshim chen lo yusin chen beinechem. You're not allowed to praise." What a good professor he is, or what a good painter he is, or what a good musician he is. You're not allowed to praise a Nochri Yobir Abedizar. So that din of Los Hachanim only applies to Nochrim who are not Ger Toshav. If he's a Ger Toshav, why do we call him a Ger Toshav? Because the Pasuk says, Im Chayeshid Bikir Becha, you may, a Nochri Yobir Abedizar, you're not allowed to let him live in Eretz Yisrael, Los Hachanim Tzitlam Chanoi Bikarka. But if he's a Ger Toisha, we call him Ger Toisha, Im Chayesh B'Kebecha. We're allowed to let him live in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a simple solution. So why don't you just sell the karka in Eretz Yisrael? You want to have a het to Mechira. You want to sell to a Goy. But on the other hand, there's an Isi, not allowed to sell to a Goy. So sell to a Ger Toisha. So the answer is, there is no Ger Toisha Bizman. You can't have a Ger Toisha. And Ger Toisha Noi Gelo, Bizman Sha Yoivon Noi. The Rambam quotes that bit. There's a Hasogas HaRaivit on that Rambam. The Hasogas, usually, when the Raivit has a Hasog, usually you don't understand where the Rambam is coming from. The Rambam is usually against the Gemara, and the Raivit has the murder of his Kashi. You don't understand where the Raivit got his pshat from. The Raivit says there never was such a din. It means, Bizman She'en HaYavon Noeg, all the dinim are slightly different. So he has Faker. Bizman She'en HaYavon Noeg, so you can't let a Nochri live in Eretz Yisrael, but get Toisha Mei. But the Gatoshi can only live on the farms, not in the cities. He can have a Gatoshi, but the Gatoshi was allowed to even live in the cities. Poshim Shatting Mar is like the Rambam. That you can't be Makabal Gatoshi. You can't be Makabal Nevadimi. The rabbit has a whole different shot. So that's an issue today. So Rav Kook has in one of his chuvas, he has a whole sefer on Shemitah, Shabbos Haaretz, a little sefer, Shabbos Haaretz. So he writes, when he was in Yafo before he became the chief rabbi in Yerushalayim, when he first came to Eretz Yisrael, he was chosen as the rabbi in Yafo. So the rabbi before him was the one who made the het to Mechira in the late 1800s. Now when he passed away, it was understood that whoever is going to take over the job to be the rabbi in Yafo has to supervise the het to Mechira. So Rav Kook did so. That was part of the job description when he took the job in the first place. He wasn't happy about it, but that was part of the job. So he writes in his sefer, Shabbos Haaretz, that one of the Rabbanim who lived there in Yafo, who was with him on the Bezna in Yafo, came up with this suggestion that maybe instead of selling to a Christian, their practice used to be that you sell to a Christian, they didn't want to have any sheikhs with the Arabs. So instead of selling to a Christian, they should sell to an Arab, because the Arabs are all Muslims, and the Muslims officially subscribe to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. They don't worship the Trinity. The rabbi, the Christians worship the Trinity, so the Rav the Avodah Zarah. But the Muslims officially subscribe to all the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, so maybe they have a din of Ger Toshav. What do you mean? But you have to be Mekabel Ger Toshav in the presence of the Bezna of three Yisraelim. And the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin, that Tosfos quotes, you can't be Mekabel Ger Toshav as Man She'en HaYavel Noeg. So this Rav in Yafo had a suggestion. Maybe you only have to be Mekabel Ger Toshav if you don't know what he stands for. So then you need a Bezna 3 to interrogate him and to investigate and then to declare Dina Klal. But officially they subscribe to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach officially. So maybe they have a Dina Ger Toshav automatically. Maybe you don't have to have a Kabbalah. So maybe it's better rather than sell to a Christian who's a Levit Avodah Zarah and you have an issue of violation of Loisachanen, maybe it's better to sell to a Muslim who officially subscribes to the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, that maybe has a din of Ger Toshav automatically. So that's what, that was the Chumrah that was introduced when Rav Kook was in Yafo, and he did the Mechira, so he followed what one of the Rabbanim recommended there. But this Chumrah is going to make a Chumrah that makes life impossible. All over the world, the Jews have a Goy Shel Shabbat. Everybody has a Shabbos Goy. To what extent do you use the Shabbos Goy? Okay, on the books, there's a Din Amir Lenochri. You're not allowed to have a Shabbos Goy. But there are kulas. In certain cases, you're allowed to do Amir Lenochri. So this Amir Lenochri is only an Issa to Rabbanon. And that's why you have certain kulas. B'makam Cholo Shem B'sakana, Amir Lenochri is Mutter. B'makam Atzolos Kisri HaKodesh. You can have the Goy carry, if the shul is on fire, you can have the Goy carry the Sifri Torah in the street. But Malkam Tzar Balachayim, you can have a Goy milk the cows, because it's Tzar Balachayim. You have a whole list of kulas. When you make an Amir L'Nochri, because Amir L'Nochri is only the Rabban, Shavisha Beretz Yisrael, we allow Amir L'Nochri. You write a shtar, if you're buying a karka from L'Nochri, you can allow Amir L'Nochri to write the document. But this whole institution of Amir al-Nochri is also in the Rabbanon. It's called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun. There is a din of Amir al-Nochri on the level of Deraisa. When is that? The Pasuk says in Aseret Masas Kamalach, Al Tavincha Vitecha, Abaducha Vamoscha Vehemtecha, Vegercha Shebisharecha. So the Gemara wants to know, what do you mean, Gercha Shebisharecha? A Ger is Mechuyiv in all the mitzvahs. So he's included Atta. Atta doesn't only apply to the people who are present at Maimon HaSina. Atta applies to all the Jewish people and all the future generations. So all the Gerim are included in Atta. So what do you mean Gercha? So the Gemara says Gercha refers to Ger Toshav. He's not Jewish. He's a Ger Toshav. He's only Mechuyav to observe Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Anoach. But Shabbos he's Mechuyav to observe. How can it be? Ben Anoach is Shabbos Chayv Misa. So the Tanoim work on that issue. So the first Tana says the Ger Toshav is mechuyev to observe Shabbos. It says in the Aseret HaDibros, Ger Chal Shebisharecha, goes on a Ger Toshav, not on a Ger Tzedek. But he's not allowed to observe Shabbos like we observe Shabbos. He has to observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov. Next Tana said that's not allowed either. The Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos the way we observe Chol HaMoed. And the third Tana is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And the Gemara says Halacha Ker Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. This is in Erechin, second Perek in Erechin. The Gemara says, Halach Ger Shimon Bar Yochai, he's not allowed to observe Shabbos at all. Not allowed to observe Shabbos even the way we observe Chol HaMoed. So what do you do with the Pasuk, Ger Chashev B'Sharecha? So the Gemara leaves it hanging. So Tosfos in Yevama says, what it means is that Amira La'akum is Deraisa if he's a Ger Toshav. If a Jew asks a Ger Toshav, L'sasakom Malacha, I'm not allowed to do Malacha, and I'm not allowed to ask a Ger Toshav to do Malacha. But yes, ask a Nochri, to do malacha, that's Amir L'Nochri Shavuz. But yes, Ger Toshav to do malacha, that's an Issa Deraisa. So in all the shuls in Eretz Yisrael, they always would ask an Arab to turn on the lights on Shabbos morning, to turn off the lights on Friday night, to turn on the lights on Shabbos morning. Mitzvah Derabim shining, but Makam Mitzvah Derabim will make a lot Amir L'Nochri. Let's say the area falls down, and you won't be able to notify all the people in the area that they should stop carrying. So he permitted to ask a Nochri to drive his truck with his cherry picker, to climb up, to bang nails, to tie knots, to do all the malachas deraisa that are necessary. The Chayodim, the Mishnah Berurah was the Chayodim, and Makam Mitzvah Derabim. It's a Ramban like that. We allow Amir L'Nochri, but Makam Mitzvah Derabim. That's only if Amir L'Nochri is the Rabbanon. But if the fellow's a Ger Toshav, then Amir L'Nochri is the Raisa. So then you have no heter at all. Alas, B'Makam Sakona, Suffix Sakona. But we allow Amir L'Nochri by Cholu Shem B'Sakon also. So that's the Pella. If you want to adopt this Kula, that the Muslims have a din of a Ger Toshav, and therefore there's no Issa Lo Sechonim, because we know what they stand for, they don't need Kabbalah. This bunch ain't a Yavol Noyek, it can't be Mekabbalah Ger Toshav. But what if you had a Ger Toshav from before, and now the Yovel doesn't apply? You can't be Mekabel Bezman Hazet, but if you don't need Kabbalah, you can't have a Ger Toshav. So over here, maybe all the Muslims have a din of Ger Toshav. Yeah, but then if you say they all have a din of Ger Toshav, then you can't ask a Muslim to drive you to the hospital on Shabbos if your baby is sick. Chol HaShem B'Sakonei, Amir L'Nochri is awesome, if it's an Issa Deraisa. So that's Rav Kook kvetches, that's already a dochek. He kvetches the definition of ger toshav. When you get to imcha yeshet biker becha, is not the same definition with respect to amir lenoch. That's already a difficult kula. But anyway, that's what Tosis is basing it on. Why do we force the Yadon to free him and he'll marry a woman? Let him sell himself as an eved Ivri. There was a Tana who was of the opinion, Mocheratzel is Mutta B'Shivcha Knainis, and one is Mutta B'Shivcha Knainis, even an Ein Le'isha Banim. We pasken against both of them. We pasken Ein Le'isha Banim, Ein Rabba Mosel L'Shivcha Knainis, we pasken Mocheratzel is not Mutta B'Shivcha Knainis. But Tosis claims there was a Tana who held both Lohokel. How can you sell yourself as an Eved Ivri? It was a Yovel Noig during the lifetime of Hillel Hashem was the Yovel Noig. So they say Rabbi Natam holds that yes. All the other Rishonim disagreed with the Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam holds that yes. The Alva Gabdain Eved Noig Elav is Mancha Yovel Noig. I'm in a paragraph. Maybe Kiddushin. The Tesis claims of the Vaisheni Noag Yovel Kiddipirish Rabbi Natam. Because the Gemara says, the Mishnah in Gittin says, Hillel Hiskin Pruzbo. Hillel instituted the Pruzbo. And the Gemara says, Gemara quotes a Machlekes Satanaim, Rebbe and the Chachamim, in the Sifro at the beginning of Parshas Behar, it says, every 7th year is Shemitah, and after 7 times 7, the 50th year is going to be a Yovel. So Rebbe is of the opinion, if the Shemitah in advance cannot lead up to a Yovel, because you don't have Kol Yoshvecho Aleho, the majority of the world Jewish population is not living in Eretz Yisrael, then the whole observance of the Shemitah is only the Rabban. It's not Ben Atar. And the Chachamim disagree. There are two different paragraphs in the beginning of Parshas Bahar. First there's a Parsha about Shemitah, every 7th year is Shemitah. Then comes a new paragraph. If you have Kol Yoshvecho Aleho, then the 50th year will be Yovel. If you don't have Kol Yoshvecho Aleho, you won't be. You won't have a 50th year with Yovel. But it does mean that the Shemitah has to be able to lead up to a Yovel. So the Gemara says, Beferish, we pass them like Rebbe. The Shemitah B'zman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon. Because we know it's not going to lead up to Yovel, because we don't have Kol Yoshvecho. You don't have Kol Yoshvecho Aleho. So, what do you mean? B'zman B'Sheni. There were hundreds of thousands of Jews who lived in Bavel. Many Jews lived in Bavel. When they came back, Shiva Sion, in the beginning of Vaisheni period, it was a drop in the bucket. The Psukim say a few, forgot already, 44,000 or something. Ruba the Ruba of the Jews remained behind them in Bavel. So you didn't have Kol Yisrael. So Rabbi Natan came up with a Chiddush, and the Tosis quoted there in Gittin. Here they just allude to it. Rabbi Natan said, but the Psukim tell you how many people that work from Shevet Reuven, Shevet Shimon, Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Yisachar. So since each Shevet was represented, that's called Kol Yoshvecho Aleho. Even though it's way less than 50% of the world Jewish population, the Rabbeinu Tam had a Chiddush, that's called Kol Yoshvecho Aleho. Because there's another Mishnah. Principally, you can say Shemitah is Noik Med Rabban. So Shemitah cancels the debts at the end of the year. So Hillel lived 100 years before the Churban Abayis. He was the chief rabbi. So he made the Takana Puzbo, maybe because Shemitah was Noik Med Rabban. But the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, if you sell, Psukkim Sein Chumash, if you sell a house in a year, Hamakevus Chaim, and Moshe Shur Benun, I sold Bati Orichaim. I sell a house in a year, Hamakevus Chaim. So you can. But you have the ability to buy the house back within a year. But if you didn't buy the house back within a year, then you lose it. Then you can't buy it back. You can't force the moicher. You can't force the lekech to sell it back to you. So the Mishnah quotes that Hillel made a takana in connection with that din. Yeah, but that din bat the orichaim is only noig bisman shay yovel noig bisman shay yovel noig. There's no din of bat the orichaim. So apparently, yovel was noig bisman by sheni. Unless maybe you say Yovel was noig med the Rabbanon, so maybe the din of Bati Orichaim was noig med the Rabbanon. So Rabbeinu Tam thinks not so. Rabbi Natab thinks that Shemitah was their Isa because Yovel was Noi ben Atayra, Bizman Bayesheni. After the Churban Bayesheni, Yovel is not Noi. But Bizman Bayesheni, that's the Rabbi Natab Shita. So Taisus asks his whole fancy kasha. How could there be a Tana who's of the opinion that a Mecher Atzma's Mutta B'Shivcha Knais even Ein Lo Isha Abonim? It's against the whole conversation of Bishil and Bishamai. Because why didn't they come up with that solution? Why do you force the Yodon to free him? You tell him he should sell himself as an Eved Ivri, he'll be Mutta B'Shivcha Knainis. Or how can he sell himself as an Eved Ivri? So they say, because Yovel was Noig. You can't buy an Eved Ivri, B'Kiddushin. So they say, that's not a kasha, but by Shani Noag Yovel, Kiddipirish Rabbein Tam Perkasha Lech, look there in Taisus. Taisus says that Rabbein Tam said every Shevet was represented by a few thousand Jews. That's called Kol Yoshve Hola. So what is Taisus' answer? The Yomeri, no. The solution that they came up with, but Yikoy for the Yodan, even though that's an Issa, the Yodamem Tavaydu, that's to be preferred over this solution. Why the Omeri Deinza Takana? Also Lim Karatzma Bevidivikid Aminan Perkamba the Gedushin. Kilibane Solavadim Lavadim Lava Osan Shishama Hasini Kilibane Solavadim Lavadim Lava Holka Bacharatzmo as an Evidivri. Yeah. So Taisa says that that's Mohammed and Issa. So the Odin is violating an Issa here. I'm a Shachar Abda Oiva Besay. But the issue of selling yourself as an Eved Ivri is a bigger issue. Under the circumstances, whenever you have such a dilemma, that all the roots, all the whatever you're going to do is no good, you have to be Boicha B'Miotara. So under the circumstances, this is Miotara. Shine. Then Teis has another kasha. Liam Taimar. What's the problem? Why don't we find a girl who's in the same predicament as him? He's a chatzia v'chatzchar, so take a girl who's a chatzia shivcha, who says there is going to be another one available. But they're assuming if there's one male, maybe there's a female also. Let him marry a chatzia shivcha v'chatzia v'chatzchar. And he, deine yocha l'katsha, he won't be allowed to be mekadosher. Why? The osi tzad abdus. The Chetzi Shivcha B'Chetzi Bas Chorin is married to the Chetzi Ben Chorin. She can't be married to the Chetzi Eved. The Eved doesn't have Tvisis Kiddushin. So then the Gemara says, if the Chetzi Eved V'Chetzi Ben Chorin was Mekadoshar, so the Chetzi Eved Shebo is considered Bo'al Eshesish. Osi Tzaraudas and Mishtamish B'Tzar Isha. That's what it says in the Gemara. B'Tzar Eshesish. So Tosfos says, okay, that's right, he can't be Mekadosher. Yisana b'lo kiddushin. Let him live with a woman who's a chetz yoshich, a chetz bascharin. Not in marriage. That's also an Issa, to live without marriage. According to the Rambam, it's an Issa lav. It's not the lav b'shleimusa, because he's not mufkeris, he's a manus liznus. According to others, it's an Issa derabonan. But there is an Issa. Issa esay, there is an Issa. The Torah says, but that should be the least of all the evils over here. He said, "Ana v'lo kiddushin k'diomar," as the Tanoim said. Lisa shivchein yochal mashma. If he could marry, have imuta b'shivcha loy kafinon le rabbi to be mishachar him. But lisa shivcha, if he marries a shivcha, he won't be able to be mekadosher. Avgav den kiddush dobson b'shivcha. Become hainosa below kiddushin. He'll live with her without being mikadoshes, which is going to be an isa. It's got to live with a woman, to have relations with a woman with whom you're not married to is an isa. According to the Rambam, it's a chatzishir of an isa, the raisa of lasiya kadesha. And according to the Ravid, he says there's no isa lav, but it sounds from the Ravid that there is an isa rasei ki ikachishisha bala. Pana habala pnuya is an isa. If she doesn't go to mikveh, it's an easy course. I told him she does go to mikveh, even if she goes to mikveh. According to the Rambam, it's a chatzi shir of an isa lav. According to the Ravid, it's not a lav, it's an isa rasei. But anyway, we're violating an asei. So that's what Tosfos asks. So, you see from the Gemara, Lisa Shivcheni Yochel, if he could have lived with the Shivcha, would have been mutter. He's going to live with the Shivcha without Kiddushin. It can't be a Mekadosh, because the Gemara says that line. Asi Tzaravdus Umishtamesh, he's having Tashmesh with the Tzadeh Shizish. So it means he'll have to live with her without Kiddushin. Mashma di havi muta b'shivcha loy kafino l'rabba to be m'shachar. So it says, well, let the chatzi avid b'chatz mechar marry a chetz and shivcha b'chetz b'chatz. So it says, just like the Gemara says, that if he'll be mekadosher, she'll only be married to the chatzi ben chorin, and the chatzi avid shebo will be in violation of v'al eshesish, osi tzad avid, or mishtamish, is having tashmish with the tzad eshesish. Ashtenami, even if he's not going to marry her, he's still in violation. Osi tzad avid, tzad avdus, mishtamish b'tzad cheirus, and they're right there in violation of l'asiya kadesha l'yeh kodesh. Why don't you say that it blends in together? If you breed together two different animals, let's say you breed together, what is a preda is a mule. A mule is a hybrid of which two animals? A horse and a donkey, I think. So the Gemara says you can mate a preda with another preda. I think they don't have any vladis, but if they want to have tashmish, it's mutam. The domi le preda, the amma perkos vesmanoi, the marbiina nale, mina, a parrot with a preda is mutter. Why? Because the tzad chamor and the tzad sus blend in together. So why not say that here the chatziyev and the chatzvahar blend in together? So they're both the same. He's a half ben chor and half eved, and she's a half ben chor and half eved. So it's just like a preda is a half donkey, half horse. You can mate the parrot with a preda because they're both the same. So they say the same over here. They say no, it's not the same. Yishlaimar. But the domi says it's not the same. But the domi, the preda, don't perkos, you're not allowed to breed different animals together. But here it's muta, parrot with a preda. But the yama osi tzad chamor mishtamish b'tzad sus. You don't say the half chamor, you're mating with the half tzus. Why? The hosim klein ksiv, the mashma shnei minim. Dumye the shor v'chamor. It says, l'safesh b'shor v'chamor yachtov. So you're not allowed to be marbiya, one behemoth with another, if they're different minim. But the sus and the chamor blend in together to be a third animal. It's in God's sense a different animal. A prey that ein echod, min echod bifnei atzma. It's a third animal. There's a sus and there's a chamor and there's a parrot and a prey. Parrot and prey do the same thing. Tamza muta lirka valeho. The Gemara says that's a perishing Gemara. Why are you allowed to ride on a prey? You have a Tanakh. Different people were riding on mules. There should be an isa, just like if I sit in a wagon and the wagon is pulled with a shor b'chamor, that's an isa kalayim. So if the wagon is pulled by one animal and the one animal has two different animals in it, that should be also the end. But you're allowed to ride on a preda. The answer is because it's the third animal. There's a shor and there's a chamor and there's a parrot. The parrot, the two blend in to be a new thing. So that's why it's mutter to blend a parrot with a preda, to breed the two together. They're not going to have any blooders. Say the moilit. But it's mutter to have them together. It's mutter to ride on them. But by the chatziyev and the chatzmachem, it doesn't blend in. These two different people. It's two different people. Then they ask Akasha im Taimar. There is a Gemara in Makis in Echulin. The Gemara says, "Hashar psul hamakdoshim." What is Hashar psul hamakdoshim? You add a carbon, shuhumam v'nifte, gets a mum kavu, and then you paid it. So if you paid it psul hamakdoshim, so it says, "B'sherechet achlenu, hatame v'ato yachtov katzvi v'cho ayol." Usually, you have to shecht all the carbonas in the Beis Hamikdash. You shecht mechutz le Beis Hamikdash. Shchut echut, so you're not allowed to eat it. Here it says, if you paida it, so it's yotze l'chulen, v'sherech tochlani, you're permitted to shech that chutz l'migdosh, permitted to eat it, chutz l'migdosh, v'sherech tochlani, hatame v'ato yachtav, even though Tommy is not allowed to eat korbonis, this you were paida, and it says, katzvi v'chua yom, so the Gemara says, hakos v'aso shnei minim, even though it's only behem achas, the shorp sel ha-megdoshim, I had a korbon, hashor, Beim Torah, you are magdush of the carbon. Then he gets a mumkav. You paid it. So once you pay there, it's considered katzvi b'chayol, so you're not allowed to write on it, because it's considered as if you're writing on a tzvi b'chayol. Hakos v'asoy shnei gufim. Min echad hu. It's one behemah, and the Chumash declares it like a tzvi b'chayol, even though you're writing on one animal. That's an issa. So that's the Gemara's question. How can you write on a preda? A preda should be two animals. It's a sus and a chamar. So the answer is it's a third animal. It's not half sus, half chamar. It's a third animal. It's not considered shnei minim. Then they have another kasha bim taimar. Why is that? Why is the solution of the shaman? So why is that the least of all the evils? They have another case that's the least of all the evils. Bim taimar. The isa mamzeres. Let the chatzi ebed bechatzi ben choyrin marry a mamzeres. Let's see. The chatzi ben choyrin is an ebed meshuchra. How did he become a chatzi ebed bechatzi ben choyrin? He was originally an ebed shel shnei shudfim, and one was meshachra his bailus. So that's not an issue. If you meshachra all that you own, then if you meshachra, I own an ebed, I'm meshachra chatzi ebed, that's not chal. But if I only own 50% of the ebed, I'm meshachra my whole bailus. The Gemara said that's not a problem. So he was an Eved Shal Shnei Shutfim. One of them was Meshachrim. So the Chatzi Ben Chorin, in this individual, is an Eved Meshuchra. Eved Meshuchra is like a gear. So the din is that there's a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Machlekes HaTanoim, way after Bisham and Bisil, later generation. They lived after, way after the Churban HaBayis. So there's a Machlekes HaTanoim on the last line of Tosis, with a Kahal Ger Mikri Kohol. Al kal gerim lo yikri kol. It says lo yava amoinim ayavi bikal Hashem, lo yava mamza bikal Hashem. What do you mean bikal Hashem? These prohibitions, the mamzer amoinim ayavi mitzvei v'adoyme, you're not allowed to marry mitzvei v'adoyme dorishim dorsheni dorshlishi yava lahem bikal Hashem. So these isuri kohol, the mamzer and the amoinim ayavi and the mitzvei v'adoyme are only also we paskin like the Tana. It's only also to one who is Jewish. If he's a Gersh and his Gar, he's permitted to marry these psuliko. It's not a smart idea. It's not recommended. He's going to marry a mamzeris. The children will all be mamzerim. But it's mutter. It's mutter to marry. So that's Tosis Kasha. Why did the Silim B'Shamay recommend that the Odon should be Meshachar the Eved? He's in violation of the din over here. So he says, Chatei Bishvil Sheyiska Chabercha Mitzvah Rab will be allowed. Why is that the best under the circumstance? That's the least of all the evils here. Why not tell him he should marry a mamzeres? Because the chatzi ben chorin shabo is an eved meshuchar. That's dinu kigir. So he's not called kal Hashem, he's mutter. And the chatzi eved shabo is also mutter. The chatzi eved is also mutter b'mamzeres. How do they know? So they're going to have to prove it. V'imtam v'isam amzeres. So the ger, the chatzi ger shebo, the eved meshuchar, a ger is not called kal Hashem. Kal gerim lo yikri kol. But how do you know that the chatzi eved is mutab amzeres? So they prove it. Nitzar avdus mutab amzeres, kiristan, sa mishnah kiddushin. The mishnah quotes Rav Tachin, yichodam amzerim li toher. If a man is a mamzer, and he wants to get married to have normal children, so whoever he's going to marry, he's going to marry a mamzeris, he's going to marry a gioris, he's permitted to marry a gioris, but then the children will be mamzeris. If he marries mamzeris, for sure the children will be mamzeris. So the Mishnah quotes Rav Tarim, Yechol mamzer li toher, there's a kunz, ketzad, what should he do? Mamzer, if it's a male mamzer, let him take a shivcha k'nainis. Mamzer noisei shivcha k'nainis. What do you mean noisei? It's ein kiddushin tovsin. Shivcha Knainis and Kiddushin Dovs. It means Yisrael, a Bali Kiddushin. Yisrael means a liberator. It doesn't mean you're going to marry her. Kiddushin and not Dovs, like they said before. Yisrael, a Bali Kiddushin. So it says, Mamza, Noisei Shivcha. The Mamza is permitted to marry Shivcha. And then the children will not be Mamzerim. The children will be Avodim. Because the mother of the child is, a mamzer lives with a non-Jewish woman. So all the children are not Jewish. So there's no din of mamzeres by going. So later on, if the children will convert, they won't be mamzer. They weren't mamzer in the first place. So if a mamzer marries a shivcha, all the children are going to be evet kanani, shivcha knainis, shivcha evet kanani, shivcha knainis, has an incomplete kedushas Yisrael. Al pi pashtus. That's how the Rambam says. Tosfos seems not to hold like that, but the Rambam says like this. So just like by Nochrim, there's no mamzeres by Nochrim, so to the no mamzeres by an evet kanani or shivcha knainis. So if the mamzer marries a shivcha knainis, you see from the mission that it's permissible. The mamzer in the Torah, Tarfon, is giving you this solution. Let the mamzer marry a shivcha and have all the children, and after he has all the children that he plans to have, then he'll free his wife and she'll become the Israelis, then he'll marry her, and then his children, he'll free all of the children, they'll become Bnei Chorin. Kolzman, when they were first born, till he frees them, they're going to be Avadim Knainim and Shivcha Knainis. Once he's going to free them, they'll be his children. He won't be Eitzim Piri B'Rivya, because they weren't Misyach HaZachrov. But everybody wants to have children, even if Al Pidin are not considered, not Misyach HaZachrov. But he wants to have children. So that's where Abtarfin recommends. Yechol HaMam Zayim Nitor. So you see from that Mishnah, V'tzad Cheres Namim Mutar Kiddus Nan. Mam Zanoyse Shivcho. With Sadcherus Nami Muta, the Chatzi Ben Chorin is permitted to marry a Shivcha because Kal Gem Laikri Kohol. Chamam Zem Litor. Where was it again? With Sadcherus Nami Muta, it is Nam the Perak Asora Yuchsam Amzerim, Vacharurim, Mutorim Lovoi, Zeba Zeb. And Evet Shenishtacher is Muta, yeah. So that's the Kasha. Why does the Gemara say that the best Eitzah that Bisham Rizillah came up with is to have the Odon violate the Din, the Olamem Tavoidu, the Yisereset, because of Mitzvah Rabbah? Why don't you do this? This is Behet HaGomer. This is the least of all evil. So the Ri says no. Even though there's no Issa here, this is not the least of all evil. And Ri, then said, Takon Laharvest Mamzer Meisot. To have more mamzerim, that's not a smart idea. So under the circumstances, the solution, Bisham and Bisil, is better. That's the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix on the first mitzvah. In the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah Piri B'Rivya. Let's say a person finds out he's a mamzer. His mother was a reform, a conservative, whatever. She remarried without a get. She was married first to one Jewish man. Then she doesn't get a get. She gets civilly divorced. She marries someone else. So he was born from the second marriage. He's a mamzer. So does he have a mitzvah pira b'rivya? Is he mechuyif to marry a mamzeris and have children? Is he mechuyif to marry a gioris and have children? So the children will all be mamzerim. Is that this svara of Tosfos, that is not an eitzah taiva, ein zeh takana l'harvest mamzerim? So is this such a strong svara that it indicates that a mamzer is not chayv in pira b'rivya? Say no, mamzer is chayv in pira b'rivya. It's a dilan in the Minchas Chinuch. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very big chiddush. I don't know if it was accepted. Moshe Feinstein, part of his chiddush was accepted. Let's say a woman has artificial insemination from someone other than her husband. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, who died 100 years ago, Rabbi Yosef Engel raised the possibility that maybe the child is a mamzer, even though no one violated the Bualei Shishish. Usually a mamzer is a child who's born from an illicit marriage, but it was an isekaris. A baal eshisish, a baal achos, a baal bita, a baal imo. So the child that's born is going to be a mamzer here. Nobody was baal anybody else. They made artificial insemination. Let's say the husband doesn't have his sperm, is not royal hazriya. So the wife is going to have artificial insemination from someone else, someone other than her own husband. So will the child be a mamzer? Rabbi Yosef Engel, this sefer on Avne Miluim, Chosin Yosef, he raises the possibility, maybe yes, and he argues for that. But now it's assumed, like Rav Moshe Feinstein, that since no one violated the Loisinov, no one violated the Issacharis, child will not be a mamzer. So the question is, what if you have artificial insemination? A woman is married to a mamzer. You're not talking about creating mamzeres. If they use artificial insemination for someone other than the husband, you're talking about creating mamzeres yesh meyayin. Since the father of the baby is not the husband of the woman, he wasn't boal eshesish, but she became uberes from someone other than her husband. So that Rav Moshe Feinstein said, that's accepted. But then Rav Moshe goes a step further, that I don't know if that part was accepted. He says, if you're going to have artificial insemination from a man who is a mamzer, so you're not talking about creating mamzer, you're talking about transmitting mamzeris. He already is a mamzer, and all the children that he's going to father will be mamzeris. So Moshe has a chiddush, artificial insemination doesn't make mamzeris. So let's say the mamzer marries a gioris. He's permitted. Mamzer is permitted to marry gioris. Kalgam leik recall, and they'll always practice birth control. And then when they're interested in having a baby, they won't have natural relations. They'll have artificial insemination. They'll be careful. It's a miserable life that you want to be with your wife, and every time you have to practice birth control to make sure that she doesn't become pregnant. It's mutter. The mamzer is allowed to live with the gioris, but if she'll become pregnant, all the children that she'll have will be mamzer. So he always practices birth control. And when you're interested in having a baby, then they'll do an artificial insemination. And Moshe said the baby will not be a mamzer. Well, I don't know if that was accepted. The first part of Rabbi Moshe was accepted, that artificial insemination from someone other than the husband, if it's a goy, so for sure it doesn't make a mamzer. Because Nochri Haboba, even if Nochri has tashmish mamish with an eshes ish, we paskin in the Gemara Yomamim that the child is not a mamzer. But let's say it's not a goy. Let's say it's a Yisrael who's giving artificial insemination. So then Rabbi Yosef Engel said that the child should be a mamzer. Moshe said, no, the child is not a mamzer. You don't create mamzeres. But the second chiddush of Moshe, that, I don't know if that was accepted, that even if the father of the baby is a mamzer, and you take artificial insemination, you don't transmit the mamzeres. That's a chiddush on top of a chiddush. Anyway, that's what I said. Yes, Oymeri, Dein's a takan laharis mamzer meisrof. Fine. Then they have another kasha. They keep on asking. In the later generations, why didn't they realize Bisham and Bisil said, under the circumstances, this is the best Eitzah? Why is that the best Eitzah? Why is this Boich ben Miu Tara? They say, V'yam Tam of Yis and Esina. What is an Esina? What is an Esina? So the Esinim were from the Zayin Umis who lived in Eretz Yisrael. And when Yehoshua ben Nun was in the process of conquering the Shevesh HaKoshet, they were conquering Eretz Yisrael. From the Zayin Umis, Achite, Amur, Apritzai, Yusuf, Agivoshi, Zayin Umis who lived in Eretz Yisrael. So a group of people from Eretz Yisrael came, they sent a representation to Yehoshua ben Nun, and they said they want to make peace. They understand that he wants to wipe out the whole Africa. The Jews want to take over Africa, and they'd like to make peace. They said, we're not interested in taking over Africa, we just want to take over. Where do you come from? They said, they come from Ethiopia. They come from another country. They're not from the Zayin Umis. So Yehoshua ben Nun said, fine, you're not from the Zayin Umis. We're going to live in peace with you. Then the next day they found out that they lied. But they swore to them, Kinish Balaim Rosh Haida, the heads of the Jewish people, swore to this group that they're not going to kill them, they're not going to fight with them, on the mistaken understanding that they were not from the Zayin Umis. Then when they found out they were from the Zayin Umis, so the Shvur was betoyes, but they didn't want to make a Chil Hashem. So they allowed them to convert instead of wiping them out, instead of fulfilling the mitzvah, Achem Tachrimim, supposed to kill all the Zayin Umis. They didn't want to make a Chil Hashem, so they allowed them to convert. So it said, Vayitim Yehoshua l'chot v'yetzim l'shoa v'imai. So the Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua uses that verb, Vayitim Yehoshua. So this group of people, these fakers who fooled Yeshua into believing for a day that they were not from the Zayin Umis, they were from another part of Ethiopia, another part of Africa, they are called the Nesinim. So the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to marry a Nesinim. What kind of an Issa is it? Is it an Issa Derais, an Issa Derabana? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara and Yevamos, and it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in a few places. What's the Issa Nesinim? So Rashi says, David gozer aleh. Rashi says, min haTorah they are permitted to marry the Jewish people. Ad pasuk says, loisus chatan bom, pitcha lesitin levna bita lesikach levnecha. It says you're not allowed to marry the Nesinim. So the Rashi says, that pasuk, loisus chatan bom, goes ben ochri yusam, when they're still going. The pasuk goes on intermarriage. You're not allowed to marry the Zayin Umis before they convert. But after they convert, they're Jewish. So then there's no Issa derais of Loses Chatan Bom. So why was David gozer aleihem? Why was David, they didn't kill him because of the Chil Hashem? because they had sworn Nishalahem Rosh HaEda, they didn't want to make a Echil Hashem. They'll misrepresent it, and the Sinim will tell the world that the Jews killed us after they made peace and so on. So they didn't want to start up. So they didn't fulfill the mitzvah, Achrem Tachrim. So why was David go so lame, you're not allowed to marry them? So Rashi says, because Vayitin Yeshua, Yeshua declared, Chotz Ve'et Meshua B'mayim, they had the din like Avodim to Bnei Yisrael. So a Jewish person is not allowed to marry an Eved Kenani. All the Nesidim, the whole, these Zainumish and his Gairu, Yeshua ben Nun was Geizah, they have to work for the Jews. So they have a din of Eved Neshivcha. So David was Gozolim, you're not allowed to marry them. That's Rashi Sheet. That they're not really Avodim, but David was Gozolim, Avdus, we treat them as if they're Avodim. Rabbi Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. This is the first Mishnah in one of the several places where this appears in the Gemara, is the first Daf in Perek Eilon Iris, the third Perek in Ksubis, the Perek Eilon Iris, all about Oinus and Mefata. I might see Shemra later on a little bit. So the Mishnah says, Mishnah talks about the Nisidim. So Rashi gives his Shita that Nisidim is only Nisa de Rabbanim, because Losus Chatim Bom goes Benoch Yusum. After them, the guy, there's no Issa. David goes Alehem because Avdus, but they're not really Avodim. It's only Issa the Rabban. And Tosfos says, no, that was the Havamin and the Gemara and Yibamas. That was rejected. Because the Gemara says, if Loisus Chatan Bam goes Benoch Yusam, Ein Kiddushin Tofsin. If a Jew marries a non Jewish person, there's no Tvisis Kiddushin. How can you use a Loshin? Loisus Chatan is no Chasnus. So the Posig must be talking about the Zainumish and his Gairu. And then Kiddushin Atopsin said, then it says, Loisus Chatan Bam, you're not allowed to marry them. So Tosfos claims that Rashi is wrong, that Rashi was quoting the Havamin and the Gemara Yevamos. Once you get to the Maskana, the Issa Nisunim is an Issa Deraisa. So that's a big machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, whether the Issa Nisunim is Ainomish and is Gairah, called the Nisunim, is that Deraisa, is that the Rabban? The Ramban has a third Shita. Ramban often looked through all the Shitas of the Rishonim who preceded him, and he comes up with that, he takes the best part of every Shita, and he develops his own Shita. Does this a lot of times. So here, Ramban comes up, the Magen Mishnah quotes this Ramban, and the Ramban is on the bottom of the rift. The Ramban comes up with a compromise where the Nesinim, as an Issa Deraisa, Issa Rabban, so he says, the Dor Rishon of Nesinim, if you have one of the Zainumish and his Gaier, he converted, so that's an Issa Deraisa. Tosfos is right, that's an Issa Deraisa. The male or the female of the Nesinim, of the Zainumish and his Gaier, not allowed to marry Jewish people, that's their Isa. But let's say they married a Ger. The Ger am I permitted to marry? Kal Gerim Leikri Koho. Loisus Chatan Bom is only an Iser to Koho. Just like Amoyne Meovi Mitzvah Bedoimi, a Mamzer, is only Koho, or Kal Gerim Leikri Koho. So the Ger am I permitted to marry Nesinim also. So let's say the Ger marries a Nesina, or the Gioris marries a Nosin, and they have children. So the children are also Nesinim. Ramban said, that's only made the Rabbanu. The Dorishan, Shiniz Gayer, originally he wasn't Jewish. When he converts, we say his Gioris is not 100% Gioris, he's a half Goy. He's a small percentage of a Goy. So the Jew is not allowed to marry him. But once this Nosin marries someone else, marries a Ger or a Gioris, then their children won't be Nesinim anymore. They were Hirosim and Ekdosim Mikdusha. They were never going. They're going to be Jewish. That's the Ramban's compromise, Shita. So the Ri just said before, the Ri raised an issue, let the Chatzi Aved v'Chatz Ben Choyren marry a Mamzeres. And he answered, Ein Zeh Takana L'Harvest Mamzer Meisor. So now he comes up with another kasha, let him marry a Nesinim. Marry Nesina, the children will all be Nesina, the Rabbanim. So that he thinks that is an Eitzah. It's also what kind of an Eitzah Lahar. There's Ein Zeh Takana L'Harvest Mamzerim Yisrael, and this is a Takana L'Harvest Nesinim. You're going to have a lot of Jews, or Isuri Koho, the Rabbanim. Or according to Tosfos, it'll be Menata Tosfos, all the Nesinim. Their children are also Nesinim. Not like the children are Nesinim in Atari. Rabban holds that children on the scene of the Rabban. So what? Somehow, Tosfos only feels bad. Ein Zeh Takana L'Harvus Mamzerim. But L'Harvus Nesinim, that should have been a better eitzah. So that's what Tosfos asks. The next kasha, the Im Taima. The Isa Nesino. Why the Chatzi Ben Chorin is permitted to marry Nesino? So they say, yeah. Because Charuri, an Eved Shenish Tacher, is Charuri and Nesini. Amitorm Lovers Ebezek Kiddistan Perkas or Yilsen. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Asar Yilsen Olami Bovel. Mishnah lists off Kohen Levi Yisrael, all the different levels of Yuchsen. And then the Gemara spells out, these can marry them and they can marry them. So it says, Nesinim and Evet Shenishtachrer. Evet Shenishtachrer is a Ger. A Ger Shenishtachrer is not called Kohol. So it's Mutta B'Psili Kohol. So it's Mutta B'Nesinim. That's what it says there. So the Chatzi Ben Chorin Shabo is Mutta B'Nesinim. What about the Chatzi Evet? The Chatzi Evet is also Mutta B'Nesinim. Uletzar Abdus Nami Mutta B'Nesinim. It's that Abdus, the Chatzi Eved, is also Mutta ben Asina. What's the Shaila? Ben Asina is Jewish. How's she allowed to live with an Eved? So Tosis thinks that it's Mutta. Where did they get this idea? Because there's a Gemara in Yevamos. The Omar, they're going to prove it and then they back out. Yishlama, it's not true. They're not sure what the din is over here. Is an Asina Muteris to live with an Eved. The Issa to live with an Eved is Le'yev Kaddish Le'siyah Kedesha. Living with a person with whom you can't have Tfisis Kiddushin. Even if you hold like the Ravid, that there's no, that Pana Habola Pnuya is not alive. There's a Rashi in Brochus, Rashi says Pana Habola Pnuya, if the girl goes to Mikvah, because Pana Habola Pnuya is only an Issa de Rabbanon. Rashi holds only an Issa de Rabbanon. The Ravid sounds like there's no Lav, but there's an Issa Rese. The Rambam said that there's an Issa Lav, a Chatzi Shiyah, an Issa Lav, let's see a Kedesha. So that's the Shiloh over here. And Asina is a converted, she's a Jewish woman. Is she allowed to live with a Chatzi Evet? She allowed to live with an Evet. There's no Tvis Kedush in there. That's like Pana Habol Apnuyam. So Tosis first thought that it's Mutta. And they thought, it's Sad Abdes Nami Mutta bin Asina. I mean, there's no Isser of the Nesina living with an Eved. How do they know? The Omer Bereshi, Yesh Mutoris, and Per Yesh Toris and Yivamas, Mabzeres and Nesina of the Isser of Ika bin Ayah. The Gemara has there the certain merit. The din is that whenever a man divorces his wife, he has to pay ksuba. Let's say they're bored with each other. No one's fault. They fell in love, then they fell out of love. They're bored with each other. Or the husband decides he wants to get rid of his wife and marry his secretary, who's 25 years younger than his wife. So the husband's decision, unless it's the wife's fault, unless she's a miserable wife, she's cursing the husband and she's burning the food, and she doesn't want to go to mikveh, if the wife is responsible for ruining the marriage, then the husband does not have to pay the ksuba. So the Gemara says there are certain marriages, b'yisa, let's say a couple got married b'yisa, they're both not observant. They're both not observant, and they decided they want to get married. They don't care what the rabbis say. So they went to Cyprus and so they want the rabbi to marry them. So they go to Cyprus, they marry them off. So there's certain marriages where we say we penalize the woman and we don't give a ksuba. And sometimes you don't penalize the woman. So the Gemara says, when do you decide to penalize the woman, when not? So the Gemara has a machlokes ha'amaroyim. How do you decide when to penalize the woman, not to give it a ksuba? Who, when a boy marries a girl, who proposes to whom? Does the boy propose to the girl, or the girl proposes to the boy? Who's the one who pushes the marriage? So the Gemara says, and if it's a prohibited marriage, it's a forbidden marriage, will the boy be more responsible for convincing the girl to marry him, or will the girl be more responsible? The Gemara is going there with psychology. So the Gemara says the L'chapa Nafkamina. What does the Gemara say? Mamzeres and Nisina Lisrael Ika Deinaihu. The Machlekes Amarayim Mandom of Nation Margila Margiloso. She's going to convince him to marry her. Oh, in this case, by Mamzeres and Nisina, he Margilale. She'll be the one. She'll probably be the one. Pivashi Ochel Hafshir. Sure. So Tais says, from that Gemara, they get the impression that it's mutter, that a Nesina is permitted to marry an Eved. However, the Yesh Lama not necessarily correct. The Liyala Masa Nosen B'Shivcha. So you can't really tell from that Gemara. They're not sure. So they leave it as a question. They're not sure what the din is. There is an Isser. Taisus, Rashi and Taisus hold that the Targumunculus is a din deraisa, not like the Rama, that it's only a din derabbanan. See, Taisus before said, Vim Taimar, the Isa Mamzeris, the Chatzieva, the Chatz Mechar, and the Chatz Ben Chorin Shabo is a ger. So, Kahal Gem Laikri Kohol. So the Chatzi Ben Chorin is permitted to marry a Mamzeris, and the Chatzi Eved is also Mutta B'Mamzeres. How do you know? That's what they proved. It's at Avdus Mutta B'Mamzeres, as it says in the Mishnah. Does it really say that in the Mishnah? So the Rambam disagrees with Taisa's assumption. The Rambam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Eved Ezra. They quote Taisa and they quote the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Issa Shivcha and Eved is only the Rabbanim, and Atar is Mutta. And because it's only midirabbanon, so if the fellow is a mamzer, we were makel on the isa derabbanon, he's allowed to marry a shivcha in order to be mitarich ha'el mamzer m'litohir. But if it will be the reverse, he's an eved, and he wants to marry a mamzerist, then all the children will be mamzerim. So then we're not makel. The chacham, the Rambam holds that targumunkel is the Rambam wrote, Alhi oven zekal b'enecho, about marrying an Eved and Shivcha, it's only the Rabbanon, but it's a serious thing, the Rabbanon. Shari Unkelis Ager Tirgem, Unkelis writes as if it's deraisa, but it's not. The Rambam holds only with the Rabbanon. So he says that because he holds it's only with the Rabbanon, that's why they were Mako, that the Mamzer they say Shivcha. Why? Because Yichala Mamzer Mli Toher. Because the children will not be Mamzer. He's a Mamzer and she's a Shivcha, but if he's a Eved, and she's the mamzeres, the Rambam says the children will not be tohar. So then the chumrah, the Rabbana does apply. So the Rambam holds that the Rambam writes befevish like that. That Mishnah only allows in one direction. Tosis holds that it's mutter in either direction. Tosis holds an isa deraisa. Shivcha and Eved is an isa deraisa. And still, the Mishnah says that the mamzer is permitted to marry a shivcha. So must be a heter on the level of deraisa. Not like the Rambam learned. The whole Issa of Shivcha is only the Rabbanon, so Biki Agap Nola Dozer. So Tosfos has to explain, why is it Takamuta? Why is, how come a Mamzer is permitted to marry a Shivcha? And Tosfos thinks a Mamzeris is permitted to marry an Eved. The Tosfos holds that they're equal. Why is that Muta? So Tosfos later is going to explain why. They quote the Rabbeinu Tam, not like the Rama. They quote the Rabbeinu Tam. What's the prohibition of Shivcha and Eved? The pasuk is Le'ya Kodesh L'Siya Kedesha. So, if a Jewish man lives with a woman where there's no Tvisis Kedushin, that's Le'ya Kodesh. A Jewish woman is going to live with an Eved K'naini where there's no Tvisis Kedushin, that's L'Siya Kedesha. Torah speaking for the Jewish man, the Jewish woman, they're not allowed to live with Eved K'naini or Shivcha K'nainis. So when do you say that L'Siya Kedesha, if you live with an Eved K'naini or Shivcha K'nainis, you're becoming, that's kedeshus, means nus. That's if you yourself are a kosher. But if you yourself are a mamzer, what's the definition of a mamzer? A mamzer is one who is born from an isa kares. So the Rabbeinu Tam came up with this idea, he's kodesh v'yomei. He was born out of such an illicit marriage that the parents couldn't have had tefisah kedushin if they would have tried to. So he's kodesh v'yomei. So he doesn't make it worse if he's going to live with a shivcha. Or the reverse, an Eved K'nain is going to live with a mamzeres. So the mamzeres may not be in violation of L'siya Kedesha because she's living with an Eved K'nain, and that's Kedesha. She is a chepetz of Kedeshas. The mamzer and the mamzeres, they were born the whole lifetime. The whole essence is Kedeshas. So that's what I've been in times pshat. But the Rambam doesn't, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam doesn't like it. The Rambam holds that the Holy Sabbath night is only with the Rabbanan. It's against the Gemara, the end of Temura. We don't know what the answer is. People write every year, people write Shtikul Torah. They try to defend the Rambam from the Gemara. But the Gemara is beferish against the Rambam, that it's a special kula. By Eved Ivri is muta b'shivcha. The Rambam proves that the issue of Kanaz is only the Rabbanah, Baharai. Baharai, Eved Ivri, you're allowed to have the Eved Ivri live with the Shivcha. So the Gemara said that's it's an exception to the rule. The Rambam says, no, that's the rule. It's not the exception to the rule. So then the Rabbi and Tam gets into trouble. If that's the reason why Mamzer is Mutter B'Shivcha K'nainis, who are the Nami? Mamzeris would be Mutteris to live with an Evi K'naini, not like the Rambam who distinguishes. It's only Mishum Takonis of Lad. Why? Because you're talking about the love, let's see a Kadesha. So there's a Machloikis in Sanhedrin. What's the marker for the prohibition of Mishkab Zohar or Mishkab Behema? Really? Do I say the whole Mishkab Zohar is also? How do you like that? Believe it or not, it's a pasuk in the Torah. So the Gemara has a Machloikis in Sanhedrin, Paragar B'Mises, Daf Medali. What's the marker? Where does it say in the Chumash that there's a lav? Where is there an Isa lav? So one opinion in the Gemara, I think it's a machlekes hamarim. So one opinion in the Gemara is it's based on the pasuk la'yeh kodesh v'lisiyeh kadesh. So Tosfos said, wait a minute, we just said according to Rabbi Natam that a mamzer is mutter b'shivcha k'nainis, and a mamzeres is mutteres be'evet k'naini, because the mamzer and the mamzeres are a chepetz of kadeshes from the moment they were born, from the moment they were conceived. They're a chetz of kadesh, so whatever they're going to do, they're going to be kaddish v'yomer anyway. So they don't make it worse if they marry an Evi K'naini, a Shivcha K'nainis. Wow! So then we should come up with this kula, that a mamzer and a mamzeres, a mamzer can practice Mishkab Zohar, because he's not making his situation worse. So Rabbi Natam doesn't want to say that. Rabbi Natam doesn't want to say that. So he says, no. Umihu, here four lines from the bottom and tell Umihu, however, we're not going to say that since the mamzer is kaddish v'yomed, so just like his mutter be'ev k'naini, because the whole lav is lo yeh kaddish, so he's kaddish v'yomed, there's no lav, so we're not going to say who adenam is mutter b'mishka b'zocha b'mishka b'hema. No, Umihu b'zocha b'hema ain't lahatira. Even according to that opinion, there's a machlokes to think about what the mocker is. Even if you hold that the mocker is lo yeh kaddish, then la'atira b'kdeshah salah ba'osam shuhu ba mimenu b'kdeshah zohar b'hema lo'y bo. No one is born, there are no children born from Mishkav Zohar and Mishkav B'hema. Children are born from Bo'al Eshizish, Bo'al Isha, Bo'al Bito, Bo'al Imo, that you have children born. So that kind of kdeshah, kodesh v'yayimeh, would be muta b'shivcha k'nayis. But the kind of kdeshah of Mishkav Zohar and Mishkav B'hema, that's a different parasha, different kind of kdeshah. So you don't say, since the person is a mamza, he's muta even that kind of kdeshah. Two different kinds of kadesh. So, okay. This is all the Rabbi Natam, who held that the Issa, Eben and Shivcha is an Issa Daraisa, and still a mamzer is mutter to marry a Shivcha. Why? So it must be a heter on the level of Daraisa. Not like the Ramam, that it's only an Issa Darabonan, they were Mekel and the Issa Darabonan because of Taharas Havlat, because Machoel Mamzerim Litor. According to Tosfos, it's a heter gomer. It's an Issa Daraisa, but the Kiyagam, the heter gomer, so they had to come up with this whole story. Okay, that's a very important. Every line of Tosfos, they're introducing so many other Gemaras. A lot to discuss. Then we left out, there's another important Tosfos here, Shenehema. The Bishayim and the Bisulim were concerned about that Pasuk in Yeshaya, L'Tobro L'Shev Yitzchak. What does he quote the Pasuk? L'Tobro from Yeshaya. Quote a Pasuk from Bereshit, from Chumash, Pru Revu. So Tosfos said, Hod L'Maisi quote the Pru Revu. And the Rebbe Rav Mordechai Mishum that the Shevis Yitzor Shaych Afilu B'Tzad Avdus. Piri Verivya doesn't apply to an Eved. That's the previous Tosfos. The previous Tosfos. Dima Masalisha Shivchen Yochum. And if he's going to marry a Shivcha, and he's going to have children, all the children will be Avodim Mishpachas. They won't Eved Ein Lo Yachas, so they won't be related to him. So he won't be in fulfillment of Piri Verivya. So that's what Tosfos is in the previous Tosfos. The Avgav Diamlet Bepergal Vayim Vimta, the Machlekes of Yechon Reish Lokish Bei Agershin is Geyer. And he had a son and a daughter before he converted. That's what we spoke, I think, yesterday, the day before we spoke about that Tosfos. The Rambam says on that Gemara, the Rambam quotes that Gemara that we paskal like Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know why. I would have said like Reish Lakish that Gershon is got caught in Shunal Adam. He's not related to the children. Not related. He's not Gershon. The Gemara says not so. For some reason or another, Rabbi Yochanan holds he don't apply Gershon is Geyer here. And since he was originally related, Benachri Yuso, so he's Yotze in the Pir of Arabia with those children. So the Rambam writes, if the Ger Hoyel Abanim and Achi Yusim and his Geyer Hu Ubanov, he and his children converted. So then his Yotze Pir of Arabia. What if only he converted, the children didn't convert? So that's a question, what did the Rambam mean? So the Magen Mishnah understood the Rambam. I thought that was Pashup Shah. The Magen Mishnah understood the Rambam to mean, you're only in fulfillment of Pir of Arabia, Benizgar Hu Banavimo, if the children also converted. If the children remain Nochrim, then you're not Yotze Pir of Arabia. Kaida Matan Torah, the mitzvah Pir of Arabia applied to all of mankind. And the nature of the mitzvah was, Pruvu Milosaurus Vichipshua, to populate the whole world. So the Umasoilam Amakim, the mitzvah, by having children, populating the world. After Matan Torah, the mitzvah only applies to the Jewish people, so we assume the whole nature of the mitzvah changed. So there was one opinion in the Gemara we spoke about the other day, one opinion that the whole nature of the mitzvah changed. The nature of the mitzvah is to hasten the coming of Mashiach. Because Eimet David Bashiach Lekon Nesham Shebaguf. So even a Hayul Abanim, a Mesu, once you had the children, so the Neshama came down from the Guf, the chamber in heaven, and one step closer to Bias HaMashiach, so you fulfill the mitzvah period. So we don't pass on like that. We pass on Hayul Abanim, a Mesu, you're not Yotze Pir of Arabia. So what is the nature of the mitzvah? We assume it's no longer to populate the world. Pruvu Milas Oretz. No longer. If it's to populate the world, should it apply to the Umas Olam also? The answer is no. We assume the mitzvah is to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation. So that's what the Magen Mishnah says. The Pashta says, you're only Yotze Pir of Arabia if your children are Jewish. If you're going to have children who are not Jewish, even if they are related to you, how are they related? I wasn't Jewish. I was married to a non-Jewish woman. We had non-Jewish children. And I convert, and the children don't convert. So I'm not transmitting Yiddish values. They're not Jewish. The children are not Jewish. So for some reason or another, Rabbi Yochanan holds, you don't say over here, you have to work hard to explain. This machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish appears in Yevamos, with Tosfos quotes Yevamos, where is it? Daf Samar Beis. But it's also in the end of Bechoris, the end of Perek Yesh Bechor. So the Biskarov has Shura Lam Chorus, so he dedicates a couple of paragraphs to try to explain Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. Still, it's not so smooth. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, that you Yotze Pir of Arabia, you don't say Kotm Shonol Adam. So the Pashtus is that the nature of the mitzvah now is to have Jewish children, to transmit Yiddish values to the next generation. As the pasuk say, "Koma Hashem l'sarisim Hashem yishmeru Hashem sasai, and bacharu b'asher chapatz the umachazikim b'ivrisi." So, what does that mean? So, sarisim, people who can't have any children. Unfortunately, there's a fertility issue. You can't have children. So, what should you do? So, the pasuk says, "Machazikim b'ivrisi." What does that mean? So, the Chafetz Chaim writes, they should support yeshivas. If you're able to have children, you get married, you have your own children. So it's a chiyuv to teach your own children. If the person is a soris and he can't have his own children, he should support yeshivas, because the mitzvah of Pir of Arabia will be partially fulfilled. The Gemara says in the second parak in Sanhedrin, "Hamagadol yasa mitoch beisa malal alkasa kili yelodo." If you raise an orphan in your home and you transmit Torah values to the child, or if you don't raise him in your home, you support a yeshiva and you're educating Jewish children. And without your money, they wouldn't be able to keep the yeshiva open. Need everyone to support the yeshiva. So that's a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah period. That's how the Chafetz Chaim writes in several different places in the first page in Ebenezer, when they talk about the mitzvah period. So it says, if one is unable, he has a fertility issue, one is unable to have children, he should adopt children and teach them Torah, because kol ha'am Torah ben chaveru. Allah means it's a partial kiyama mitzvah of Pir of Arabia. The Gemara, the Rambam quotes the Gemara that Ben Azai didn't get married. The Gemara is not sure whether he got married and he got divorced the next day. He decided marriage is not for him, but he never got married in the first place. So the Gemara says, "Hayitochim, but what about the mitzvah? What do you mean marriage is not for you? Shaking a lulav is not for me. Sleeping in the sukkah is not, what do you mean, not for you? It's a mitzvah, you have to get used to it. So Rav Soloveitchik, and the Rambam writes, if the person is crazy about learning and wants to learn, and he doesn't want to have an intern, ein biyodo ovon. We don't count it as a sin that he didn't have an intern. Why not? He's mukhiv to, he's not in the mood. So mukhiv to get into the mood. Rav Soloveitchik said, because Ben Azai was a Tana and he's teaching Torah to the public. He is, he's Malamed Ben Chavera Torah. So if the person is involved in chinuch, so he has a partial kiyumah mitzvah, he has. We want him to have the full mitzvah b'shleimuso. He should marry a Jewish woman, have Jewish children, and transmit Torah values to his children, not to transmit in the yeshiva to the talmidim. We should have him transmit to his own biological children who are his, so that the Rambam says, if he feels that marriage is not for him, and is teaching Torah to the public, ein biyodo avon, he's fulfilling the mitzvah shalo b'shleimuso the way it is. That's what the Magen Mishnah understood in this Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ager shayo lebanim benachiyusa." Then he's nizgayer who ubanav. The children also convert, and he's raising the children. He and his wife and the children, they all converted, and he's teaching the children. He's transmitting Yiddish values to the children. So we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. For some reason or another, you don't say ger shayo nizgayer kodesh and all the dami here. He's still been a ger to piravirav. He's still considered related with the children. And since they're Jewish, you're transmitting Torah values to those children. So that's the nature of the mitzvah. They have to matan Torah to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation. But let's say the children don't convert and they remain Nochrim. So the Magen Mishnah says, the Rambam understood that then you're not Yotzei Piruvim. I thought that was Pashim Pshat in the Rambam. But you look at Ebenezer, you look at the Bishmuel and Ebenezer. He says the Maral Miprag does not learn the Rambam like that. And a few Achrayim did not learn the Rambam. They learned the Rambam. If the father converts and the children are still going, he's Yotzei Piruvim. And even if the children also, convert, he's also Yotzei Piruvim. One could have argued the point and said, Gershon is God, Kukat Nishalel Adami. If the father converts, he moved away from the children. But if the children also convert, so each one moved away from the other, so that they're removed, they're twice removed from each other. It used to be a father and children, father and daughter, father and a son. Now the father converts, he moved away from them. Then the son and the daughter convert, they moved away from him. So you have twice Gershon is God called Shanel Adami. So that's what the Rambam said. No, even if the children also convert, the father's still in fulfillment of Piruvim. But if they didn't convert, for sure you're Yotzei Piruvim. I don't know, according to that, so what's the definition of Piruvim? Why also just to populate the world? So why did it change at the time of Matan Torah? Could Matan Torah apply to all the Yomas HaOlam? After Matan Torah, if you say you need Jewish children, so the whole essence of the mitzvah to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation, I understand. But if you say you're Yotze, even with Goyish children, so why the Goyim not Mukhayev to have children? I don't know. I thought the Pashtus was like the Magen Mishnah. Anyways, again, so going back again, Shenemar. So Tosis wants to know, the Rebbe Rav Mordechai wants to know, why did the Beishayim and the Bissel, why did they quote a Pasuk in Yeshayah, the Tobar of the Shemsa? Quote the Pasuk in Chumash, Pruravu. So they say, because you're telling the Odom to violate an Isser over here, the Odom Shachar Avda Oiva Be'esei. You're going to have the Odom violate an Issa, but it's a mitzvah rabbah, so we say Chate Bishvil Shiyiska Chavercha. In rare cases, we do say Chate Bishvil Shiyiska Chavercha to demonstrate that Piruviriv is a mitzvah rabbah, so that you had to dig up the Pasuk in the Shai. Just from reading Piruviriv, Milzar, it doesn't necessarily imply that that's a more important mitzvah than any other mitzvah. The 613 mitzvahs, why is Piruviriv more important? But once you say the Tobar, the Shevis Yisrael, that was the whole tachlis of the Bria, that people should have babies and see to it that mankind continues to exist. So that shows that Pruvu is a mitzvah rab. So that's what he answers. So first the Rivam gives it, before he gets to that, first he gives it different. That's what he says at the end, based on the Gemara Megillah. When you sell a Sefer Torah, so with the Rabbanon, it's Tefes Domov, so the money that you get is considered as if it has, just like Perishavis are Tefes in the name, and Hegdish is Tefes Domov, Dinam on the level of the Raisa. So Sefer Torah, Tefes Domov, Midi Rabbanon. So when you get the money, when you sell a Sefer Torah, you get $20,000, $30,000, you have to treat that money is if it has kedusha to save the Torah. We say malam hakadosh v'alam merid. You can only use that money for something more important than a sefer Torah. For other sefer Torah, or for something more important. An exception to the rule is lama Torah leisi, because the whole din that is tefer damav is only with the rabbanon. So if you have a mitzvah rabbah lama Torah, God will tell me that maybe they might have a mitzvah rabbah leisa isha, because the tov brol the shev is itzara. So in those two exceptions to the rule, we don't have to observe this din with the rabbanon that mechira sefer Torah is tefer says dam. And just like the gemara there in the end of Megillah quoted lama tov brol the shev is itzara to demonstrate that piri berivya is a mitzvah rabbah. So over here, that's why they quoted. So that's the second answer that he gives. But the first answer that he gave was different. What does it say? Omer ibi Rav Mordechai mishum de l'shevis tzor shaykh afilu b'tzad avdus. Piri b'rivi doesn't apply to the Eben. But l'shevis tzor does apply. Why? So then they put in parenthetically. There's a Gemara in Gittin that a chetzer shivcha and a chetzer baschorin that would koi for the Yodan to be mishachar her because she was being mizana with different people. So why were they only koi for because she was mizana? That's what they asked. Why don't you apply this Mishnah? Chatzyev v'chatz ben chorin. You should apply the din in the Mishnah. So that's a side kasha. Where they write, the chetzer shivcha and a chetzer baschorin de lo kofu es rabba. She was being mizana with people. No one was in charge over there. Why not this Mishnah Beshame Bisil? The answer is because Shema, if you'll be koifa the Odin to be Mishachar, she may not want to get married after he'll be Mishachar. If a man doesn't want to get married, so on the days of the Gemara, they would be koifa him to get married and to have children. How can you be koifa? I don't know. Apparently, they would say, you have to marry that girl whether you like it or not. The girl has to agree to marry him. Okay, so there would be koifa people to get married to fulfill the mitzvah. Today, Bizman Hazat says in the first page in Ibn Ezra, we're not koifa on Piri Berivya anymore, because the Gemara has at the end of Cheskes Habatim, the Gemara has an Agarta, after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, so the people raised the possibility, maybe we should stop having children. We just have more Jewish people that the Nazis should kill more Jews. So maybe we shouldn't have any children anymore. So the anti-Semites won't have more Jews to kill. So the Gemara says, it's Xerish and Revat, it's not a bad idea, but it's Xerish and Revat, because people have a natural inclination. They want to get married. You see a good-looking girl, so you want to marry her. You want to have children. So it's Xerish and Revat, but the Gemara seems to say that that would have been the right thing to do. So even though they would have a geyser, technical reasons, because it ain't Rabbi Tzibi Chalam Lamed Boy, but if a person doesn't want to get married today, we wouldn't be koy for him, because more correct is that we really should have made such a geyser. That's what the Ramah quotes there. He quotes such a Mordechai. Where is that Gemara? Somewhere at the end of... End of Cheskes Habakkuk. So the Tosfos on that Gemara asks Akasha, if I'll find the Gemara. Tosfos on that Gemara asks Akasha, what do you mean we should make a gzera that you shouldn't have any children? It's against the Pasuk and the Torah. It says, Pruravu. So Tosfos says, no, there was never a Havamina that they should do away with the mitzvah Pruravu. There's an Indian. The Gemara in Yevamos at the end of Habal Yevimta has the whole discussion about the mitzvah Piri Berivya. The Gemara says, how many children do you have to have? So Bishamay says, you have to have two boys, like Moshe Rabbeinu had, and it was Pirish Menuisha. And we pass like this Hillel, the way it says in the Mishnah, a son and a daughter. Then the other version, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, a different version of Bishamay Hillel, we pass like this Hillel, a son and a daughter. Then the Gemara says, even though, they quote Rabbi Akiva, even though a person... Rabbi Akiva had thousands of students. So he said, and then the Gemara said, Rabbi Akiva had thousands of students at the end of Perek HaBoyim, and they all died Ben Pesach Latzeres during the Sphere of Time, whatever. And then Rabbi Akiva, there was no learning in the world. Thousands and thousands of students died then. So then Rabbi Akiva started teaching all over again, and he had five students, and from those five students, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, whatever, a whole bunch of students, and then from them, the Torah was restored. But that's what Rabbi Kiva says. There's a pasuk in Kohelet that says, is giving instructions to the farmer. It says, the farmer should plant in the morning, and he should continue to plant in the evening. The pasuk says, you can never tell which will grow better, whether what you planted in the morning will grow better, or what you plant in the afternoon, in the evening will grow better. Maybe that won't grow well, so you have to plant in the evening as well. So Rabbi Kiva says, based on that pasuk, the same thing. Alpha Pisha Hoyolo Tamid in Mitzeruso, he had thousands of students when he was young. You shouldn't retire from teaching Torah if you still know what you're talking about. That is a problem in the rabbinate and in all the yeshivas, that people who should have retired a long time ago. And they don't think a person can judge on himself when he's becoming senile and when he's saying drushes that are ridiculous or he's saying something that's sensible. That's a problem. That's a big problem. They have Dinei Torah every so often. The Balabatim want the rabbi to retire. Rabbi says he doesn't have to retire. He's all with it and he's 100% there. So that's a problem. But Rabbi Kiva says, if a person is still able to, he shouldn't retire from teaching Torah. He should continue. Ke'en chayadeh, you don't know. Maybe all the first Talmidim will die and the only ones who will be left will be the second Talmidim. So Gemara said the same regarding Piri Rivi. Afli Shoyo Labanim Bialdusa, even though he had a son and a daughter when he was younger, he shouldn't practice birth control. He should have more children. That's the mitzvah, medivrei kabbalah la'erev al tanach yadecha. That the pasuk sounds like he's talking to farmers. Ba'berkas ra'azar echa, you should plant the seed in the field. La'erev al tanach yadecha, so the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on the pasuk. Ba'berkas ra'azar echa goes on having children. Nizera habal. How serious is this? You should have more children. So on Shulchan Aruch it says, let's say the person had children with his first wife and the first wife died. Then now he marries a second wife and his children are already in their 20s. So now he's going to have children from the second wife who's younger. There's going to be a big age gap between the children. So if he's afraid there's going to be machloikas between the older children and the younger children, so then you don't have to, it's not a chiyuv, absolute chiyuv, medivrei kabbalah, piri rivi, whether you like it or not. Yet they have to try to have, unless you're just psychologically not fit to be a parent. So don't have children, don't make your children crazy. If you're a little crazy, so don't transmit the mishugas to your children. There used to be a fellow who lived in the neighborhood who was missing a couple of marbles. So he always kept on asking the rabbanim in Breuer's shul. It used to be Rabbi Breuer and Rabbi Schwab, and they used to have dayanim there, a few dayanim. So he always asked him about birth control. He said, not that I practice birth control. He had a house full of children, and he was absolutely crazy, and all those children are crazy. He made them all crazy. And then he was a doctor, and then they took away his license because he was so mishugan. So he had no parnasa. So they had him have a whole family full of children, and then the community had to support these kids, and they're not going to be normal. So that's not right if you're not fit to be a parent, so don't have any children. But if you are fit, so the Gemara said, there's a mitzvah, says, it's an inyan, it's not absolutely a chiyuv. If you have a good cause, that you don't want to have more children, so you don't have more children. So that's what the Tosfos says, wherever that Gemara is. It's towards the end of Cheskes Habatim. That after the Churban Bayis Sheni, the suggestion was made, we shouldn't have any children. So Tyson says, it doesn't mean they shouldn't have any children. You shouldn't have more than the minimum. You should have a son and a daughter, and you shouldn't look for the Midas Chassidus, L'Erev HaTanach Yadecha. The Goyim don't have to have more Jews. The Nazis don't have to have more Jews to kill. Should only fulfill the mitzvah. So that's a big, but the Ramah Paskin is not so. The Ramah says, Ramah quotes a Mordechai who disagrees with that Tyson. Mordechai said, if a person today doesn't want to get married, we would not be koi for him. As Mordechai Gemara, we would be koi for a man. A woman, you're not koi for. You're not mechuyev in Piri V'Rivi. And even if you're old women, I'm mechuyev in Shevis. Taisa sounds like you're not koi for on Shevis. You're not koi for. So even if you've been Meshachra, the Chetzu Shivcha, Chetzu Baschorin, perhaps, Lotikayim Shum Dole Mifkada Piri V'Rivi. Maybe she won't want to get married, it won't be koi for her. But if a man, Ms. Managamar, if a man doesn't want to get married and have children, we are koi for him. We would get a girl who would agree to marry him. We would insist that he has to marry the girl and have children. So the Ramah says that Bizmanazem are not koi for and Piri V'Rivi, because more correct is we really shouldn't have any children. he's going against that Taisa. He's going with the sheet of Mordechai. He took the Gemara Kipshuti. What is that Shaila? Do you have the Rabbanim have the ability to make Gzeira the Rabbanim? The Gemara said, Yeshkach b'ach achamim nakadav meratar b'shei b'al tasa. The Chachamim have the ability, let's say the Chachamim made Gzeira the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah if it falls out on Shabbos. You're not allowed to shake a lulav on the first day of Sukkot, even though it's deraisa, the first day of Sukkot is deraisa. Lekach dechem al yamarishan, made a gzera, first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. You're not allowed to shake a lulav. Zer Hashem yavarein adal anamis b'shvusarab. So the Bach asked Akasha, the Taz was the son-in-law of the Bach. So the Taz in three places quotes this. The Bach asked Akasha, they should have done away with Kir Shofar legamrei. It's Mashmiya Kol. So they should have said, you're never allowed to blow Shofar from Rosh Hashanah, period. Not only Chal B'Shabbos, even on weekday, because Mashmiya Kol, you're playing a musical instrument, Semi Yisakim Klei Shir. So the Bach answers, Yeshkach B'ar Chachamim Tibi Oiker, Adin a Mitzvah in the Torah B'Shev Al Tas, but not if you're Oiker Legamre, Mikol B'Kol. It doesn't say B'Ferish and the Chumash, you have to blow Shofar, even Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. It's self-understood. On the level of the rice of blowing Shofar is not a malocha. It's a chokhma vein a malocha. It's only an isa de rabba. It's not a malocha min ha-Torah. But to do away with the whole tkir Shofar, that's against dovam mefurish ba-Torah. The chacham don't have the right. They don't have the ability to be oika dovam min ha-Torah mikol ba-kol. So the Taz has this in three different places. The Taz has it in Yerudei, in Chosh Mishpat, and in Arachayim. He quotes this from the Bach. But that's, there's a big Talmud Chacham of Flatbush, Rabbi David Cohen. He put out many, many, many swam. You have to have a separate bookcase to have all of his swam. He's a super genius. Unbelievable. So he has, one of his swam is entitled HaTaz HaYadua. This is Taz HaYadua, this famous Taz. So he quotes every Rishon in the world who takes a stand on this issue. All the Rishonim take a stand. So this, over here, this is the Machlokes, Taisus and the Mordechai. Taisus says when they wanted to make the Gzeirah to we shouldn't have any children, that ever meant we should be Mevatel HaMitzvah, we shouldn't be Mekayim Peri Revi. Means you shouldn't have Lashe. But Bergaz Rasach, well, about Tanach Yadechem. We shouldn't fulfill that Midas Chasidus that's recommended by the Pasuk in Kehelet. But they never meant to be Oika Legamre. And the Mordechai assumes not like Taisus. The Rambam Pasuk is like the Mordechai. No, they should have been Oika Legamre the whole mitzvah. Yishkech, Biel Chacham, Lakadom, and Atar Vashay, Biel Taaseh. Even if you're Oika Legamre. So David Kahn shows. There are Taisvus in all over the place. There's a sefer by the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Shlomo Gansfried. There's a sefer on Baba Basra called Pnei Shlomo. Most of the sefer I don't enjoy. I remember, I bought the sefer when I was in high school, and I didn't like it. So most of it I don't enjoy at all. But on that Taisvus, he points out that this is a machlokes, I think to remember from high school days. He points out that that Taisvus is chalek on the Ramah B'Shem Nemordchai. This is a machlokes. Then you have Taisus in all over the place. Half the time Taisus says like the Taz, half the time Taisus says not like the Taz. Different Balia Taisus. Anyway, so that's so this Taisus raises the question, why did the Tanaim say? Lotobru al Shabbos Yitzora. Why did they quote the Pasuk Peruvu? So first they say, "Omer Ibra Mordechai Mishum Der LeShabbos Zol Shaych Afilu BeYevet." The Evet can fulfill a mitzvah per every Yevia. He's honest on that. That's the previous Taisus. The previous Taisus says he's honest on that. So he can fulfill per every Yevia. But nonetheless, because of Shabbos, so that's why we kai for the Rabbi. So the question is, but he's honest on the Shabbos also, just like he's honest on the per every Yevia. And you can't do anything about it, so he should say he's honest on the Shabbos also. So Tosfos doesn't explain it. Tosfos doesn't explain why is there a difference between honest on Pirei Rivi, honest on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef Engel, who died about 100 years, Rabbi Yosef Engel was also a super genius. So he has a suggestion. Maybe we'll say it over tomorrow. Okay, we got to get ready to daven in. He has a suggestion that there's a difference between Pirei Rivi and Shabbos. Maybe one is Ben Adam Amak and one is Ben Adam Achaveiro. Maybe that should play a role. Okay. Tomorrow we're going to do Parsha. Okay, so we'll continue on Sunday. Hold your breath. Continue on Sunday with Rabbi Yosef.